There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. So glad that you're with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11 East Coast. A little bit later than that in just a handful of markets. And, of course, on Biz Television, they like the show so much from 9 to 11, they want to watch it again from 11 to 1. So if you're watching, all those times are East Coast. We're grateful for you being there in Los Angeles, in New York, in great cities across the country on television, Biz TV, and then, of course, radio stations coast to coast from Alaska to Florida, New England to San Diego. We're happy to be with you every single Saturday night and just about everywhere in between. We're also available to be viewed and listened to online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can join the chat room and log in there. In fact, John from last hour in Houston was listening and watching via that mechanism tonight. So grateful for those of you that are where you are at. Now, I mentioned in the first hour that I'm gonna do a little demonstration for you here. But 2 weeks ago, a brand new sponsor came on to the scene for us at the show here, and it's simply called Super Beats. Super Beats do something kind of cool. Now, those of you that are big Office fans, you remember that Dwight Schrute always grew beets. My mom made me eat beets when I was very little. They were the nastiest tasting things I've ever put in my mouth. Figures they would have a lot of healthy nutrition in them. In fact, there's this thing that doctors are calling the miracle molecule. It's been written up about in Wall Street Journal and in Time Magazine and a couple of other places. The miracle molecule is this nitric oxide, and what it does is it regulates your circulation. After age 40, and I'm going to turn 45 this month, your arteries and veins don't produce enough nitric oxide for your circulation to continue to be at what it was when you were like 20. That's why you feel like you slow down and so forth, because your circulation is not doing as much. You lose more than 50% of that as each year goes up beyond that. So it's obvious if you want to have stamina in an extended age, then you should do something about that. And nitric oxide has been proven to do this in clinical tests all around the world. Well, nothing produces more nitric oxide, pound for pound, than beets. And I know they taste yuck, but that's where Super Beets came along. Because when I take 1 teaspoon of the Super Beets and I put it in 1 shot glass of water, just an ounce or so of water, then what I get is the equivalent of eating 3 whole beets, drinking the juice of 3 whole beets. And that was proven in the Olympics to create 16% greater endurance and stamina for the Olympic athletes. And now all the athletes are drinking beetroot juice. You got professional football players, baseball players, etc. But for people of advanced ages that may have poor circulation, beets and nitric oxide will help you overcome that. They'll actually extend your degree of stamina, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought I'd show you how easy this is. If you're listening on the radio, you just have to take this for granted. But if you're watching on television, I've got the canister of Super Beets. I've got a plastic spoon from the kitchen here at the studio. I go one rounded teaspoon, just like that. Put it into the shot glass with the water. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the lid, this is a little jelly jam jar that my wife gave me. I'm just going to shake it up one or two or three times. It is the color of beets. It is that dark burgundy purplish. So when you see that and you're thinking, oh, man, that's going to be gross. You know what? It's not going to be gross because it doesn't taste like beets. Super Beets taste like dried raspberries or strawberries or something along those lines. And if you're into the dried fruit stuff, you know how much that is a hot commodity on the circuit right now. So I shake up the little shot glass, see, and it's stirring it around. You got so and watch. And when I do this, and I hate beets, I will gag on them. But watch this. One shot. No alcohol. Just, that was the equivalent of three whole beets that I put into my system. And now, my bloodstream is going to be much better, much faster, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to try this. My Beats will send you this for free. Go to mybeats.com and get a free 30-day supply of the My Beats or the Super Beats. Free 30-day supply when you go to mybeats.com and order online. Or call this number, 800-539-2213. 800-539-2213 and tell them. Say, hey, listen, Kevin was saying I could get some for free. I want to know how that happens. And then see for yourself if you don't feel like you've got greater energy within 20 minutes. 20 minutes, it already hits the bloodstream, and you can physically feel your circulation doing better. They've even done geothermal tests of this. You can actually see the body's circulation starting to go back into limbs and areas that you've had trouble with. And if you're into any type of working out, working hard, you know, I walk a long distance to and from the train every day when I'm doing my day job. I actually found myself sprinting up the escalator last Friday to get from the bottom of the World Trade Center to the top, and I wasn't winded by the time I got to the – it was amazing. I've only been on it for a week, but I'm feeling great. And they're going to send you the free book, Beat the Odds. You're going to get a free canister of Super Beats when you call and place your first order. So get a free 30-day supply, get a free book, and get better circulation, get better stamina. Without harsh stimulants, I haven't touched the Diet Red Bull in over a week. Anybody in the building find that a miracle? Ivan and Jackie both say, "Oh, that's incredible," because Kevin's addicted to that. So it's like I have an IV in my vein all the time. No Diet Red Bull this week. Just two shots of beets per day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. MyBeats.com, 800-539-2213, 800-539-2213. All right, this hour, I want to turn the corner. I want to talk about a different subject that still engulfs you and your kids. And it has to do with what creates a narcissist. Do you know any narcissists? If you know a narcissist, you know that they can never be wrong. You know that hell will literally freeze over before they apologize for being wrong. You know that there is almost nothing that can ever be said that they will think they did wrong. But where does that come from? Well, over on NPR, and I don't listen to a lot of NPR, but this article caught my attention. A fellow there by the name of Ponce Roush wrote this story. If that's a girl's name, I apologize. Calling her a he or he or she. But do parents nurture narcissists by pouring on the praise? This is what this person has written about. And basically the bottom line in the article is this. They say, look, if you praise your kid for their accomplishments, they're more likely to turn out to be narcissistic. But if you praise them for their efforts, they probably won't be. Okay, you see the correlation? This is what they claim. Praising accomplishments creates narcissism. Praising effort creates humble kids. Do you agree with that? 888-340-3373. The reason I ask is because I have an opinion about everything. Those of you that listen to me Monday through Friday, you know that there's not anything I don't have a pretty sharp opinion on. But I believe that I should praise my kids for both their effort and their accomplishments, and I'm really torn on this. Because if it's true that when you praise your kid for their accomplishments, that they're much greater to become narcissistic, I would want to do anything I could to stop that. But I also am not a big fan of the, hey, let's give everybody a trophy because they tried real hard kind of thing. The, you did the best you could. You know, we'll get them next time. I'm not sure that that's really helpful. I want my kids to go out and accomplish. I want them to achieve. Does that make me wrong as a parent? When they do something and they do achieve at a very high level, beyond what they were expected to do, isn't that accomplishment something that you should be throwing a pizza party for and going, you know, letting their friends come over, have a big pool party, whatever? I mean, is it when they do something incredible, isn't it good to say, hey, you did something incredible? 888-340-3373. I'm desperately interested in your idea on this. 888-340-3373. Because I want to know, should you praise your child for their accomplishments, the results, the end of the line, what they did, versus how hard they tried? Results versus effort. Which should you compliment your children on? NPR says if you compliment them on their accomplishments, that they're more likely to become narcissistic. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Is it better to praise them because they did something? They put their name on something in the record book. You know, they drank 10 gallons of milk in one day just to get the world record in the Guinness Book. Well, I probably wouldn't praise them for that. I'd probably be having their stomach pumped at the hospital. But you get my drift. Youngest kid to achieve a 4.0 going through, you know, UCLA at age 12. Should you throw a party? Is that an accomplishment if he graduates? 888-340-3373. I want to know. Praise our kids for accomplishments or efforts when we come.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. If you're watching on Biz Television, that's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge tonight. And it's been a rainy day here, but getting into that spring fever. We're starting to feel like spring every day. We're in the 50s for a lot of the days this week, and that felt good. Thank you for being with us, by the way. Those of you that faithfully come here in places like New York City, we just have a huge party on AM 970 The Answer every Saturday night because, I don't know, almost half of the station's weekend cume comes to the show. And so we're grateful that you're there, that you're listening, that you're having a good time. And those of you watching on Biz Television Coast to Coast, we're grateful that you're with us too. If you'd like to watch that feed online, you can do that at our website, baldwinmccullough.com. If you'd like to find a station near you, we've got those listed as well. Having a lot of fun here on Saturday nights. Okay. Here's where this kind of boils down, and we see it. I said this topic is non-political, but it is in a sense, because the two parties kind of revolve around these two very ideas. Both parties try to talk about what it is to help someone achieve, but one of the parties says, let's measure achievement by actual accomplishment. And the other says, let's measure achievement by how much effort they put into it. So I'm curious as to what you think about telling kids, good job on the effort or good job on the accomplishment. NPR wrote a piece this week and posted it saying, if we pat our kids on the back for the accomplishment, then we're just teaching them that we'll only love them if they actually accomplish, not if they try. They say that you're more likely to build narcissism into the minds of the kid because you're praising them for what they did, that they did all the way through. We were talking about it here just in the control room during the break. You've got these leagues where everybody gets a trophy. They don't keep score. They're not supposed to. How do you learn the lessons of what it is to achieve if you never know what it means to achieve? See, I don't think effort comes in a vacuum. I don't think effort is just something you turn on and go, oh, I'm just gonna do this the very hardest. You don't know what the hardest that you can go and what it is when you wake up every morning, unless you're measuring yourself against everyone else that's doing the same type of thing. If you want to be really good at something in life, I think you have to measure the results of what you do. And this comes from a man who's made an infinite number of mistakes. But it's something that I'm going to teach my kids not to. We're not going to play in those leagues where they don't keep score and, you know, everybody gets a trophy and that's all fun and games. I think that telling your kids to aim for effort and that you'll pat them on the back when they give effort and never helping them go further than that, I think is ripping them off as a parent. And I also think it has a great deal to do with the sex of the kid. One of my past lives, I was an assistant college basketball coach for a school in the Midwest, and I worked in both the women's program and the men's program. And the man, you can do what men always do. Get your lazy butt on this court. Don't you stand there with your feet still. You run a lap right now. You blew that coverage. You get out there. You do what you got to do. And if I see one less ounce of effort from you while you're out there, I'll yank you faster. Your effort, when it's lackluster, will not keep you on the floor. You will have to go in and produce. In other words, accomplishment versus, oh, I really tried, coach. Now, see, men, you can motivate that way, or at least a large portion of them you can. There are some that, I mean, you really got to know each person that you're working with to figure out what motivates them uniquely. But the majority of women that I worked with in the women's program, you could not coach them that way. if you were too hard on them, there would be an issue where that would have a diminishing return and eventually sometimes even shut down. But if you said, you know what, that was not a great way to do it, but let's work this week on doing it better. And I'm going to show you how to do it, and then if you'll follow the steps that I lay out for you, I think we're going to be able to make vast improvement. You see the difference in the tone of voice? And so I think that gender has something to do with it. I think that your political worldview helps determine some of this. Should I expect accomplishment out of myself, or is it just okay that I gave enough effort? The American left, the cultural left, the progressive left, the spiritual left, the political left, they're all about the effort of trying. President Obama in his speech regularly says things like, well, we believe that if you give someone just a chance and let me be clear, they just go ahead and they give it all they've got, then they should have a chance to get ahead. Friends, I don't know of a greater amount of lunacy that's out there. Oh, you're supposed to just be able to get ahead because you just tried? How about doing something? Yes, I know my impersonation sounded more like Clinton than Obama. I got the wrong syntax going. My staff is good. They help me. All right. Effort or accomplishment? Which should you praise the next generation for? Let's go to line one. Gino's in the Bronx. Hi, Gino. Welcome.
We have raised a generation of slackers. And the reason why we have raised a generation of slackers is because of the political left, as you say, that wants to give every kid a trophy, whether he comes in first, last, or didn't even place or show. This is the mentality of everybody's got to be equal, and so therefore it's not just being treated equally, but having equal results. And you just can't do that.
Right.
Nobody wins the Super Bowl for coming in 32nd place. You don't get to win World Series or championships, or you don't invent a new product or service by being mediocre. We have embraced mediocrity, and we have shunned excellence. There was a lady just a couple years ago who wrote that book, Tiger Mom.
Right.
She got bashed and shredded by the political left because she argued that mothers of children should push their children to be excellent, to grieve and strive for excellence. Instead, a whole bunch of slackers bashed her, especially the scum in the media, because they want all of us to be slackers. They want all of us to be equals and have equal results. And that's why we are now 18th out of 20th of the industrialized nations that our students accomplish next to zero. We got people who are college graduates who can't add 2 plus 2 and come up with 50. This is the problem that America is facing. And if we don't strive for excellence and we don't demand excellence, not just trying for it, but going for it and achieving it, America is finished and the Bolsheviks will have won.
Yep, you're right, Gino. Can't argue with it. Thank you for the call. He's spot on. He calls it excellence. The article called it accomplishment. But I think you have to praise your kids when they cross the finish line and they've succeeded wildly. The article offers the secondary alternative of saying, hey, why don't you just praise them for their efforts? Say, you really tried hard. Can you think of a time in your life in which you just tried hard, but you still felt crummy because you knew you had it within you to go all the way to complete the accomplishment? It's funny, you know, we're back watching American Idol this year in our house. We stopped watching it the last few years, but you know, there's kids that they get all the way to like the final, you know, rounds before they start the live shows, and then get cut. And some of them are just so devastated to say, you know, never. Or I gave it all I had. And then some of them say, you know what? They're going to see me here next year because I'm coming back. I'm going to do this thing.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Jack. It's Baltimore Call Live. Yeah. Feeling brave? Ask me how funny it is if I've had a night's sleep again. That's Kevin McCullough. Sleep deprivation does take its toll. But I'm not being deprived for any other reason than there's this really, really gorgeous little baby that needs my attention every 3.5 hours in the overnight. And if I wake up and change her little diaper and give her a bottle and spend, you know, another hour burping and rocking her, she almost lets me get, a couple of hours before she's all at it again. So, but yeah, last week people were like, they were giggling. They're like, it's real funny. Hey, are you getting a full night's rest yet? He was going to say, come here while I tear your nose off your face. I wouldn't do that for real, but I sure feel like doing it sometimes. Anyway, but this brings up the, effort versus accomplishment issue as well. How you parent your kids? Do you praise your kids because they gave it a good old try, or do you lavish them with praise when they accomplish something significant? And do you think it creates a narcissist to only praise accomplishments and not give praise for effort? I'm really torn on this because in some of my biggest disappointments, I tried really hard. And if someone came alongside and said, hey, we recognize that you tried really hard, even though it didn't work out. So, you know, that still made a world of difference to me. If they ignored it altogether when I actually accomplished something, that was more devastating. If they didn't praise me when I gave it the good old effort and didn't come through, that didn't bother me nearly as much. So what is it? What should you praise in your kids, accomplishment or effort? Let's go to line two. Doug is patiently holding in New Jersey on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Doug.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
First, let me congratulate you for your newborn child.
Thank you, sir.
And may she live in happiness and good health for the rest of her life.
Amen to that. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, now, I was a Little League coach in the 1960s. And if someone hit a home run, we congratulated them.
What'd you do, all run out
if
on the field?
If someone struck out. Excuse me?
Yeah, did you line up at home plate and give them a high five line?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you congratulate them and, you know, whoever did that, we have pizza on them. But the whole team would enjoy the pizza, of course. But pizza was on them with their name. And if someone struck out or something like that, you tell them, you pull them aside and you tell them, well, you did the best you can. Don't worry about it. This is what you did wrong. And you try to coach them into what they could do the next time to get a hit.
Right.
And but you don't congratulate anybody for striking out. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you can't do things like that. Because all you're doing is rewarding failure.
See, I think it's the exact opposite of what the article said. Thanks, Doug, for the call. Two lines open, 888-340-3373. Should you praise your kids for effort or for accomplishment? The article seems to indicate that if you praise them for accomplishment, you're going to turn them into narcissists. They're going to think, hey, I'm the best at everything, because look at what I did. I think just the opposite's true. I think if you praise effort endlessly without any realization of turning actual results in, I think you're setting that kid up to be a major narcissist. Hey, everyone's praising me all the time. Why aren't you praising me? You should be praising me. Everybody praised me the whole time I was growing up. Why aren't you bowing at my feet? Everybody else does. And I don't have to do anything for it. I'm just owed it. 888-340-3373. The idea in the article is that NPR is saying if you praise them only for accomplishment, they're going to become narcissists. They're not going to really take into consideration other people's feelings and thoughts and positions, because they're just going to be told over and over again about how great they are for what they've done. In other words, you're making their self-worth key to results being successful, as opposed to effort being big. And I believe in big effort. I want to do everything I can to get my sons and my daughters to give everything they have to the tasks at hand. Let's go to line three. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey, also listening to AM 970, The Answer.
Good evening, Kevin.
Hey, Ralph.
By the way, well, now that you have a new addition to your family, I also want to congratulate you and wish you to live long and prosper.
Thank you.
Now, with that being said, Kim, this topic goes right to the heart of the mother with deep man. This is neither accomplishment or effort. that make me smart a narcissist.
That's an interesting. Good job, Ralph.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, back from New York. Glad you're with us. The administration's paying attention to our show again, and they just cut off our bumpers. So that happens sometimes. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough Live, the name of the show. Stevie B is in India wrapping a film, and he'll be coming back shortly. Glad you're with us. We're talking about this article that NPR talked about not only online but also on their radio shows this week. Children that are praised for accomplishment, they contend, are more likely to turn into narcissists. In the long term, they say, leading to total failure instead of success. Kids deserve something extra, they believe. First statement, measure self-esteem. Second, narcissism. Kids like me deserve something extra, they're saying, as one of the responses that these 7- to 12-year-olds gave on this survey that they turned in. Now, there's a lot of discussion about how do you measure narcissism early on and so forth. When they completed this survey, they analyzed the results and found that the more narcissistic children had parents who consistently praised their accomplishments. He ran additional tests to make sure that parents weren't narcissists too. It's possible that children could be mirroring what they see in their parents, but statistically the children of narcissists aren't any more likely to be narcissists themselves. But the study showed, at least in this particular ramification, that parents who consistently praised accomplishments ran a much greater percentage of kids turning into narcissists down the road. 888-340-3373. Do we need to praise our children's accomplishments or their effort? Which is more important? I've got two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Maybe you knew a spoiled child. Maybe they were very accomplished. Maybe there was some degree of truth to this that rings true to you. Or maybe in your own upbringing, you heard differing messages. Maybe from someone that said, you're not worth anything if you don't accomplish something. Maybe you think being praised for effort should count. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Josh is in Elmont, New York. Hi, Josh. Welcome. You're on with Bob and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. I really enjoy your show, and so is my mom.
Thank you.
Hey!
Hey, Mom!
Hi, guys. I'm 15 years old, but I just wanted to say that I think that kids shouldn't be praised for their effort as much as they should be praised for their accomplishments, because if they praise too much of the effort, they won't strive to achieve anything better than what they've already done. They just stick with what they've done just so they'll get the praise for the effort. Because in the real world, that kids who don't achieve anything, don't get promotions, or don't get big job titles. So I think that's important that we just try to help kids understand that you need to achieve things in addition to the effort that you put up.
That's very well said, Josh, and tell your mom thank you for letting you listen to the show, and I'm so glad that you do, and call back anytime. Let me piggyback on something he was just talking about there, because this just came to mind when he said that. I had a program director years ago, Tommy Kramer. Tommy, if you're listening tonight, you'll know what this story is. Tommy Kramer was the only man in the history of the state of Louisiana to score a 70 share on a morning show. And he did that when he was working out of Shreveport years ago and had 70%. 7 out of every 10 radios that were on in the city were tuned to him weekday mornings. In a major market now, if you get 3%, people are throwing parades in your honor. So just imagine this one guy having that much visibility in one community that he was able to pull that. But he was really good at what he did. And when I first got into talk radio, I said, Tommy, help me understand what I need to do better. And the first thing he said was, you need to start doing this, this, and this. He listened to a couple of shows. He said, you need to do this, this, and this, and we'll see where we can go from there. I come back the next week. We listen to the air check tape. None of those things were really corrected, maybe a little bit on one of them. And he said, dude, I told you last week, correct these three things. If you're not interested in getting better, I'm not interested in helping you. Get out of my office. Trust me, whatever he told me to do after that, I did it immediately. But there was no try with Tommy Kramer.
As Yoda would say, try not. Do you must.
So I guess I've always been kind of in this environment where accomplishment or achievement or, you know, results counted more than effort itself. But does that run the risk of creating a very damaged person for someone that can't handle the criticism that severely? 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. The research team that contributed to this survey said, and they the survey had 565 children and their parents for a year and a half that they followed them. They watched the children develop, and they could link each child's tendency towards self-esteem or narcissism back to the parents, what the parents had told them 6 months or so earlier. One of the researchers said, we're not just measuring the narcissism at one time. We're using these measures to predict the behavior a year and a half later. Parental warmth doesn't predict it. Parental narcissism alone doesn't predict it, but parental overvaluation of accomplishment does predict it. This is starting to be disturbing to me because I really want to praise when my kids do well. When they get to the top of their class, when they've gotten to I want to say, good job, man. I want to take them out for dinner, throw a party. Scares me to think I may be turning them into a narcissist. I just don't want to have that happen. Which do you believe is more important? That parents praise accomplishments, results, or that they raise efforts, or that they praise the effort of the child? Now, you know I have a newborn child in the house, baby Charlotte. And some of you know that for the last year I've had incredible sleep. And some of you know I'm not taking too kindly to some jokes about how much sleep I'm getting these days, but I will tell you something about the sleep that I do get, because I use the MyPillow with its patented interlocking fill where I can lay my head on it, and within a matter of minutes, my muscles relax, my cervical nerves around my neck and shoulders all relax, and before you know it, I'm in that deep REM cycle sleep in a way that I had not really experienced ever before last April. Friends, they're going to give you 50% off your opportunity to have that same sleep experience if you call 1-800-506-2641 and try a MyPillow right now, guaranteed for the next 60 days. They'll take 50% off if you use my promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live shot of Fifth Avenue, if you're watching on the Biz TV network. Let me quickly go to Sharon in Montana, listening on the GCN radio network. Hi, Sharon. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you. And by the way, congratulations on your little one.
Thank you. She's just the love of my life right now.
Help that. Hey, I have a question first. Did I get it right that they surveyed 12-year-olds or 10 to 12-year-olds or something like that?
7 to 12-year-olds, yeah.
Okay, well, I would say that the majority of 7 to 12-year-olds are probably fairly narcissistic, and that's not necessarily a clear determination of what they're going to be when they get older. And second, I would say that we really encourage and make a big thing out of little children, say, you know, up to about 4 or so. And then you kind of work and see either that they tried and maybe they need to try harder to accomplish the goal as they get older.
Yeah.
By the time they're about 10 to 12, it's like, that's good you tried. You're going to need to try harder next time to get ahead. Because in the work world, you don't get rewarded for just trying good, but you still lost the count or whatever.
That makes all the sense in the world to me, Sharon. I do. I do know what you mean. Thank you for the call. Absolutely. My parents did it this way. They said, if you gave it everything that you had, we will praise your results. So if I got a C+ on a math test, but I did the very best that I was capable of doing, they'd still praise that result. Even if it wasn't an A+. Now, if they knew that I had the capability of getting all A's, which I did, and I didn't get them, which I never did, I never did not get the grades that I was worthy of getting, then they would certainly, Mom and Dad both would sit me down and say, hey, you can do better than this. By the way, I didn't get to complete my thought before we went to break. If you want that deal on MyPillow, 50% off, go ahead and make that call, 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. They're going to knock 50% off your total price. All right, do we have... Nope, he didn't get through? Okay, Stephen Baldwin was trying to call us. He's in India, so you got to account for their infrastructure, and that's the challenge. But is this Stevie B?
KMC, how are you, my friend?
Good deal. We just got a couple of minutes left, but real quickly, say hello to your listeners, and then tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, I'm here in Hyderabad, India, back working on this project, The Journalist, with a fantastic actor here in India who's been a tremendous blessing to me, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, excellent. I'm sorry, Stephen, we're right at the end of the show, and as you can tell, the music's taking us right up, but we're so glad that you made it through. You've been on a very wacky schedule, and I think it's been good just for people to even just hear your voice and be encouraged by that. There it goes. Those Indian phone lines. Thanks for being here. One last question. If you'd like to go to Israel with Alistair Begg, the Bible teacher, and myself, get over to kmcisrael.com, kmcisrael.com, kmcisrael.com. We're going October 24th through November 3rd, 10 days in Israel together. We're going to see everything. The Sea of Galilee, where Jesus lived and did his ministry, the city of Jerusalem, just about everything in between. That's it for Baldwin McCullough. We'll see you next week right here, the same place and time.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.